Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We were talking about what makes you, say you old without saying you old the other day.
Yes.
And I saw this because how they say how you use your phone says a lot about your age.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, how so?
Because the generational changes that phones are used by, like they said, you know, if you talking about, you know, somebody out there, the silent generation, those are people who would keep their phone in a drawer. And forget it's there, so they ain't heard a message or nothing like that. It's like your grandma.
Yeah.
She don't really keep the phone on her like that, you know. But when you look at folks and the way they use the phone, they said, like, if you leave a voicemail, that makes you pretty much a baby boomer.
Oh, wow.
Like, because they're, like, people who are young, they don't have to talk. They don't even know what your voicemail
is. I have some friends that'll leave voicemails. Those are the people that like to talk on the phone, though, because we all have those friends that like to talk.
And they're a little older, though.
Yeah.
They're a little older. Them young ones. They don't leave.
Text.
No. No, they ain't got no reason to talk to your voicemail. They hear your voicemail, they hang up like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's I'm a hanger upper and I'll text you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's you holding on to your ute.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. It says if you leave a voicemail, that makes you a boomer. If you send a voice note, then you're a millennial or even a Generation Z. They're like, if you are quick to text, then that means you're on the younger side of it. You're in this new wave of phone operators that really don't need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to get their message to you, and they know you can hit them back fast if you just text.
If somebody's calling me, I feel like it's important, so I feel like I need to call them back. Yeah. I don't text people back if they call me because I feel like they need my voice. They need an answer right now. No texting or, you know, you try to decipher what's going on.
It says, if you trail off a text with a dot, which do you know what that's called?
You're still in process of thinking?
Well, that's what it's for, but do you know the name of it?
Mm-mm.
Good. Do you know the name?
No.
Yeah, because it says, you put this in the conversation, and now you are right in the middle of Generation X. You're on the teetering side of getting old. But if you ask the younger acquaintance what is so wrong with an ellipsis, first of all, you double age yourself by knowing what the hell an ellipsis is.
That's what that is.
That's what it's called. It's called an ellipsis. It's dot, dot, dot. It's called an ellipsis. They're like, if you know what that is, you are aging yourself. And second, if you're using it, you're aging yourself. You double that age if you actually know why it's called that.
If I use the dot, 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 that's me being passive aggressive. That's me, like, waiting for...
Really?
Yeah, that's, like, waiting for you to... That's basically for me saying, like, the ball's in your court now. Like, how do you feel about that?
Oh, damn. I'm
the complete
opposite.
Translation.
The dot, dot, dot for me is like, I'm waiting on you to reply to
that. This is his English language. I'm not like that, but I do use it.
I mean, I use it like if somebody's like, hey, what do y'all do on the show? I'm like, we do all kinds of things. We do, you know, the Blast Off mix. We do Beat the Freaks. We do Plead the Fifth. You know, all those things. And I'll put dot, dot, dot at the end. Like, I'm not going to list them all,
but
like, there's et cetera. There's other stuff going
on. Okay, yeah, that's pretty
much like, you know, but that using that, yeah, that makes me a player, old player.
So I gotta watch out for Dobby's text, because he might be, like, trying to be, like...
trying to be passive aggressive.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Dobby don't like to communicate, because I know, like, he'll answer the phone when I call him. He'll be like, big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll see it's you, and he's, like, letting you know, all right, you only got a couple seconds. You know, ain't no time for small talk. It's like, every time he picks up the phone, I'm like, it's like double dutch.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as he asks, I'm like, okay, go. All right, so, hey, check this out. So I need you to call me back, because I'm like, all right. His translation is, we ain't got no time to meander.
That's pretty accurate. I mean that.
It's don't say with Dobby.
Right, don't say You got 22 seconds. Get it in, get it out. All right, make sure you use your phone correctly, because if you mess around and call one of these people and leave one of these youngins that you swiped right for a voicemail, she might not call you back.
That's true.
Because she's like, ooh, he might need to talk to my auntie.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.